We are back. This is Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie, and we are live in the studio today. And in just a couple of minutes, we are going to be selecting I always say a couple of minutes. You never quite know on live radio. We're going to be selecting. We have a whole room full of people who are closely involved with this. Of course, Bob Ciprietti, who is part of the Culinary Scholarship Foundation himself, along with me, and I'm so honored to be part of this. Karen Stover is here with us. She is Director of Communications at Delaware Restaurant Association, one of the Muckety Mucks. I like to call her a Muckety Muck.
Is that a good word or a
that
bad
is a
word?
Good word?
Every time I read.
No.
You're a girl in the know.
That is a good word. Muckety
okay,
Muck
all right.
is a good word.
Now I'll take it.
And we have our Rome trip winner from last year, Nina Cameron. Hi, Nina.
Yay!
And we have our Tuscany winner from 2 years ago, Lisa Doak. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Let's just do it, Bob. You're
Can
getting
I do
on
this?
My nerves.
Come on,
let's
do it. Drum
roll. Okay, drum roll. Drum roll. Drum roll. Everybody.
Yay.
Okay. All right, now Bob is going to Michael, why don't you pull back and get a wide shot of everybody here? And why is my mic? There you go. Bob is reaching in.
I'm not even looking.
No, you can't look. You're not allowed to look.
Pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
All right. This is the one.
All right.
This is the one.
I don't know if I got it right side or whatever, but I'm handing
okay.
it to you.
All right.
Okay.
Karen, you are going to announce the winner.
I know this person. I know we've been here before. You guys are going to be very excited. It's one word. It's like a share, but it's bulldog.
Oh, my God! I cannot believe it.
I got goosebumps.
I have goosebumps, too, of all the people.
Way to go, Bulldog.
He so supports what we do. I mean, how many times were you on
his
radio show?
He didn't put his address on there or his telephone number.
Draw another one.
You know, Bulldog should just save me the trouble and dial the station.
We know he's listening.
We know he's listening. Bulldog, what is it? 839-1059. Bulldog, call me.
Come on, Bulldog.
Give me
Give
a call. I cannot believe he won the
Well,
trip.
And it's funny,
this
we were
so
just
big.
Talking about him on the break because you said he bought a bunch of tickets,
yeah.
which is nice.
Wonderful. Yay.
Bulldog, in case anybody's wondering, is a great supporter of our foundation. Bulldog,
it's not April Fool's.
And it's not
it really
April
is
Fool's.
True.
He actually won. I cannot believe
You're
it.
You're going to love it.
839-1059. Bulldog, give me a call. And, you know, maybe he didn't write
you
his phone number on the ticket.
I have his number. Come on. We have it.
Want me to call him? Okay.
You got to call him.
All right. But I can't. You're going to have to dial it because I can't broadcast his number. He wouldn't want that.
Oh.
There's a
so
lot of things Bulldog will do.
That's when.
He might actually still call, though. I'm looking. Is he?
Yeah.
And I know he's listening. He's been texting us. You know, Karen, talk to me about what Brent Hillard is doing right now.
Well, so I know we just heard a little bit about him. He was one of our, just absolute rock stars. William Penn High School up in Newcastle County, Wilmington. And he came back to see us this summer. He was looking for some summer work. I think there was a bidding war going on. I know Heirloom was involved. Soto Concepts was interesting. I think he ended up doing some catering work. And he had just come off of a stage with Sean Brock of Husk, which if you guys are in the culinary world, probably one of the best, most well-known chefs in the country right now. So completely wonderful.
I cannot believe you won.
I think we have Bulldog on with us, though, so we're
going
to switch to that.
I'm going to put you in the air. Get ready. Stand by. I can't believe it either. I cannot believe it either. All right. Stand by.
Here we go. 1 second.
Here we go.
All right. We got Bulldog on the air.
You just never know what's going to happen. Lots of buttons being pressed.
Why don't you have him?
Okay. I'm going to hit this.
Whoop.
Oh, I hear
there he is.
On air.
You're there?
That sounds like it. Yeah,
don't hang
like
up the phone, Foodie. You'll kill the whole deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
don't
no.
Yes.
Bulldog, are you there?
I am here. Are you guys there?
I cannot believe that you won this. All the support and all the nice things you did. Bulldog is from another radio station that's rather south of us. And, Bulldog, congratulations. You're going to Tuscany, Italy.
Woo!
Unbelievable. I have got to tell you, that was a shock. I'm sitting here waiting for our good friend Buddy Trotta, who I know you were mentioning. Buddy is part of this deal as well, offering up his services. We're getting ready to go to the Capitals game, and I'm waiting for him, and I'm listening, and I hear this. I'm like, there is no way when was it Nina, when she picked the name, she said, it's like a one-name word like Cher. I was like, no. No way.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? And
that was Karen. Karen Stouffer called it out.
Yeah, Karen Stouffer, man. She just looked at it. She says, I know this guy.
So funny. It's just funny because we had mentioned your name not a minute before about what a big supporter you are, how many tickets you had bought. So thank you. That's wonderful.
Wow. Are you kidding? Listen, in all seriousness, what you guys do with the Rehoboth Foodie and Touch of Italy Foundation, that's an amazing, amazing idea, an amazing thing that you guys have done for this whole area. So, and I listen to you guys talking to people and how much they appreciate it. So that's great. And I'm glad to be able to support it and even happier to go to Tuscany. My favorite place in the world. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Man, we are.
Did you text Nancy?
I just texted her. She said, no way. She, well, you know, she occasionally thinks I'm kidding her.
I can't imagine why.
Well, you remember the 2 years ago when Lisa won the Tuscany trip, our representative from Touch of Italy had to send her a text saying you won this and that. And she wrote back, and I have a screenshot of this, she wrote back on the text, no way. And he wrote, way. And so that's how she found out. Man, I am so glad that you won this. You put so much effort into this.
Yay. I got Buddy coming here too to talk. But no, thank you so much. And listen, it's easy to support you guys. As I said again, it's great. Hey, Buddy, I just want a trip to Italy.
Yay!
I just won that trip to Italy.
Bulldog, remind Buddy that we are live on the radio and I want to be able to work here next week. Buddy is the one who actually supplies the stateside limos out of his generosity, donates to our Culinary Foundation and so generously does that. Buddy, talk to us.
Buddy, make sure you send the one that doesn't stop every 30 miles, all right?
Oh, yeah.
That depends who's in the car.
Oh, no. Great.
What's happening?
Buddy, thank you so much, man, for being part of this. I know you're a big part of this, and
you're
make it even better for our people who won. And now, isn't it kind of embarrassing, though, that you're going to have to limo Bulldog around? God.
As soon as we get off with you, I'm jumping in his limo right now.
We're going to the game. Oh, my God.
Go Cap game. Yes. Go Cap. Thank you guys again. It's really, really exciting. So that's awesome. I'm beyond words. Thank you.
Big Al must be pissed.
Oh, I know. Big Al is going crazy.
This has been a good year of winning things.
It has been a good year.
Look for Bulldog. We're going to be on the glass. So look at his face against the glass.
Okay, tonight at the Caps game.
At the Caps game, pushing his nose up against the glass.
Well, have fun.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Bulldog. Another hand for Bulldog. Absolutely amazing. I just
think he's going to have something to talk about on Monday at 98.1?
And you know what? I think that our foundation is going to even get more airtime.
Yes, sir.
On his show, The Bulldog Show.
Next year he's going to have to.
Well, I know. Then he'll have
three of them.
He's going to be, you know, he's been nagging me to be on the show, and I don't know whether I want to do that or not. Now I have to.
Now you got it.
I can't get out of it. I can't get out of it. You know, before we take, thank you. Nina is saying, Bob, will you do your job?
And hang up.
And hang up the stupid, you know, maybe I should pull the fader down. Oh, my goodness, it's actually working. It only took us 45 minutes to get the phone on the air.
That is unbelievable.
And this is after two of the people here, two of the most talented people here, Gary Schofield and Dan Gaffney, told me step by step how to work this phone. Yeah. I still screwed it up.
Yeah, because you can't fix stupid.
I can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid. You know that. It's absolutely the truth.
I'm just saying.
Before we take our break, and we still have a little bit more of the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about Delaware Restaurant Association and all that kind of thing. I just want to remind you that, yet again, discover the exotic flavors just set from the Rehoboth Boardwalk at Indigo Indian Restaurant. The sweet and savory aromas of India blend with elegant surroundings, and it's such a fun place. Such a fun place to be. Lamb Vindaloo. Chicken tikka masala, hot fresh naan, all the tandoori favorites, plus things you've probably never heard of. Two of the most delightful people around town are the father and son team who own this restaurant, Siraj Kumar and Raghu Kumar. And they will suggest something for you if you say, you know what, surprise me. I've had enough chicken tikka masala in my life. Surprise me. They will love it. So check it out right down by the boardwalk near Blackwall Hitch, near Spice and Tea Exchange. Indigo Indian Restaurant. I have no words other than oasis of flavor in the heart of Rehoboth Beach. One other quick thing. I've gotten myself involved in the music scene around here lately. And I want to remind you, every Friday night, we have Bruce Anthony. And this guy is so I actually stole two songs from Bruce. Isn't he good?
Love him.
He is so good. I stole two songs from him for my own band. And I can't do them like him. He has a sound that he reminds me of I'm trying to think. Is a singer. Rathbone is the last name. He reminds me of him, and he's just so good. But anyway, he's at Chesapeake in Maine every Friday on Friday Fish Fry Night. Whatever the heck it is.
Oh my God!
But anyway, it's a Chesapeake in Maine.
I'm still on chicken tikka my what?
Chicken tikka masala.
What is that?
It is an Indian dish. Didn't you go there with us to?
You never
Indigo?
Took me.
I took Bulldog. I took Bulldog.
Well,
he won.
Win.
That's right. I got to take you there. It's a very, very tasty. It's a very basic Indian dish.
It's probably the most popular.
Most popular, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ragu told me that it's gallons of this delicious sauce. Anyway, long story short, we will definitely
when?
Go. We'll go tonight. Okay. No, I have to set up things. I have to do so many things.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just a little bit left. I hope you're still listening. We kind of just did the whole thing with all the craziness.
The winner.
But I hope you're still listening. The winner of
the 2018 trip to Italy.
2018 trip to Italy is Cher. Bulldog. Cher. That's right. That's what they said, a name like Cher. Bulldog, our very, very good friend from Ocean 98. And I couldn't think of a better guy to win. He puts a lot of airtime into helping to promote our causes. Thank you so much.
And he shows up.
And he does. This is Delaware 105.9. Don't leave us. We will be back. We are back with Sip and Bite with Rehoboth Foodie. And we have on the air, Nancy, can you hear me?
I can.
You can hear me. This is so funny. Our good friend. Let me turn you on. There you go. Now you can say it again.
Hi, Mrs. Bulldog.
We were going to talk a little bit about Delaware Restaurant Association. We still are. But Bulldog told me that you simply did not believe him when he called you and said that he had won the trip to Italy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bulldog's wife, the delightful Nancy. Just Nancy. It's kind of like Cher and Bulldog, but it's Nancy.
Exactly.
And what are you going to... Just plain Nancy, JBN. What are you going to do?
The Pinch Me Queen.
The Pinch Me Queen. Yeah, yep. Pinch Me Dough. Yeah, yeah, which I've never gotten a sample of, but it's just fine. It's okay. Got no problem with
that. I think we're
going to
get everything we want now.
I know. I think so. We're going to need a case. Nancy, we are so excited for you. I know it's just been a few minutes since you found out. And did you know that on top of sending you on this $8,000 trip that we also put $1,000 in your pocket?
No. Yes. I knew none of this, and I'm still having a hard time actually taking it in, especially with my other half being a
liar.
The jokester of all jokesters.
He is. Let me tell you, a bulldog, you got to watch out.
Yeah, so it's really surreal.
It's a great trip. I don't know whether you've been listening to the show or not, but we have the previous winner of this very same trip on the show. And just a couple of words, Lisa, tell her what she's going to love.
Hi, Nancy. I just want to let you know, if Bulldog is teasing you, he's still going to take you to Italy if he really pulled this off, because you're really going, and it's going to be a great, great trip. You guys are going to have a great time.
Oh, 100%. Phenomenal.
Big Al thinks, Bulldog gave it to him.
Big Al. Yeah, that's very, very funny.
Yeah, he can keep dreaming. Get behind me and
mine. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Well, Nancy, we just want to make sure, because we all know very, very few of us believe anything Bulldog says, especially when he says that, like, he's broken news before RehobothFoodie.com has. We know that's a lie, you know? So, but we just want to make sure that you heard it from all of us, from Karen Stouffer, from the Delaware Restaurant Association, Nina Cameron, who won our Rome trip last year, Lisa, and of course Bob Ciprietti, who is part of this very, very charitable foundation.
Oh my gosh, yeah. we're
gonna have a great time.
No doubt. We've been talking about going to Italy for probably over 20 years now. And so this is going to make that happen.
Well, and now you get somebody to pay for it. Leave it to Bulldog to find somebody else to pick up the check.
Poor guys, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
So, Nancy, thank you. I just wanted to say hi to you and thank you for being part of this. Yes, and you're going to have a great time in Italy. Well, I mean, the quality of this trip's out of this world.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
All right, I'm going to let you go back to pinching dough and packing boxes and doing the things that you do. But congratulations, my dear.
Huge, huge thank you. I'm taking time to really absorb this.
Yeah.
Still soaking in. I can't wait.
Bulldog and Nancy, get a big hand.
Yay! Yay!
Bye, Nan.
Bye-bye, girl. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Very quickly, Karen, tell us what's coming up very, very quickly from the Delaware Restaurant Association, all the different things that are happening that you all are doing, many of which will involve kids that we will be giving scholarships to.
Absolutely. Right now, it's the end of the school year. We go out and we do a big survey with all of our students in the ProStar program. And we like to know, are they working in the industry, you know, part-time over the summer? The seniors, do they have plans to go on to culinary school? Have they received scholarships from any of the local groups, kind of things like that? And this data helps us kind of know where we're at with the program. And we're so excited because we're starting to see upticks in things. We're starting to see more certifications, and they're coming out of the program with wow. ServSafe, kind of ready to go into the industry. We're connecting them with jobs in the industry. We had a big job fair this year. A lot of students came out and got summer jobs because of that. And then there's a lot more, you know, community outreach and philanthropy on the part of restaurants. You know, you guys put together this awesome scholarship foundation, which we love. The Crop Foundation up in Newcastle County, they're giving out scholarship money. You know, the Burger Battle is featuring ProStar students this summer. So they're really getting out there and they're engaging with the community and they're making great connections. And really, we're just building success stories for these students. And that's kind of what it's all about. That's why we do what we do. So thank you. And if anybody wants to get involved, know how they can mentor students or maybe talk to students about the possibility of jobs, come and talk to us. And we'd be happy to link you up.
They just go on to what is their
website? DelawareRestaurant.org. We have a whole separate section for ProStart. We have a job board, which people are using right now to find jobs. And then we're very active on the socials, too, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner, and we are so excited. We've been thinking about this darn thing since March, and we have a winner. Thank you, Bob Cipriani, for being here today. Thank you for being here today. Karen Stouffer, just so articulate, I can't stand it, from Delaware Restaurant Association. Nina Cameron, last year's Rome Trip winner. Lisa Doak, the 2 years ago Tuscany winner. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we thank all the other people that bought tickets to support this?
Yes, we can.
If
we
appreciate
do it in exactly 1 second.
Very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Thank you so much for listening. We will be live next week. Take care.